The average American has 7 grudges that they harbor currently, some higher, some lower. Hot Wings said he didn't have any, then thought of a couple. Steve is still claiming none, but he definitely has some.
We're unpeeling our own onions in
here.
Yeah, this is a learning experience.
Kelly has over 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't even realize that I had a grudge against that lady that, or the person that we were talking about a little bit ago, who used to work here. And then I remembered, oh yeah, she did say something to me that I didn't care for, and I've held on to that. And
that's
made,
all it is.
I've made fun of her in ways that are hilarious. That's a grudge for sure.
The jokes we like best are often about our best friends or people that we have grudges against. Those are the best ones. Reasons people have a grudge. Oh, hold on. Let's get Phil.
All right.
Hi, Phil in West Michigan. Phil, what's your grudge?
So my grudge goes back about 12 years. I've been married to my wife since 2020, so about 4 years. We were dating at the time, and we were hanging out at her house when we were in college, and we'd probably been dating for maybe 3 or 4 months, and one of her friends comes, and she's inebriated from a football game or whatever, and she walks up, and she goes, oh, so you're her new thing? I was like, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a very dismissive, rude thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, either she's a slut or I'm a whore. I'm like, excuse me?
Now, is she still in your life?
Yeah, she was at our wedding.
Okay.
How'd you feel about that?
Oh, I hated it. I told Marion, I said, I hate that woman.
Has she been nice to you ever since then, or acknowledged that you are still the next thing after 12 years?
I don't know. My wife told her, though. She goes, Phil hates you.
Well,
and she
that'll
still came.
Oh, well.
And then we were at her wedding, too, and I told my wife, this sucks. I don't like it.
Phil, I like the way you wear it on your sleeve, my man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I hate her.
This sucks. I don't want to be here. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hear that. I get that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, do you hold a grudge against the neighbor you smoked out who then called the fire department while looking you in the eye?
Not yet.
Not yet. You don't hold a grudge, but you're planning to?
But you're thinking,
like, you put it in your date book?
It could start to develop.
I think it could.
It seems
it could develop.
Some seeds have been planted.
So right now it's less of a grudge and more of a budding rivalry, but it could turn into a grudge.
I think that's the perfect way to describe it.
Okay.
This text, I've been leaving keys around with my main grudge's phone number on them for about years.
Yes.
For about 3 years. I've left hundreds and hundreds of them. So they found your key, man. Because everyone's going to do that and they're going to be urgent about it.
Yeah.
That's a very passive aggressive move.
That's a lot of work, though.
It is. But, you know, some of the best grudges, there's a lot of work involved.
I saw a video of a girl who's like, my ex did me dirty, so she's obviously holding a grudge. So every time she goes out and another guy asks for her number, she gives her ex's number. So then her ex will text her and be like, stop giving guys my number. And she's like, you will never forget how desirable I am. And I love that so much.
I just changed my number at that point.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget it.
Text from Nashville. My mom has held on to a grudge against her sister for now 50 years, and she is still keeping the anger that goes with it. Her sister got her kicked out of the house when she was 17. Her sister, 15, snuck out with a boy, and my mom was supposed to be in charge of her. She got an ass whooping for it and kicked out of the house. Okay, I can see that. I would be mad at the parents.
So they have they not talked in 50 years?
Sounds like it.
Or do they still have a relationship, but it's like, yeah, I'm only having this relationship with you because you're my blood.
A lot of grudges against bullies from a long time ago coming in for people.
Yeah.
I have a grudge against the bully that I had from 1985 to 1987. If he was in the road right now, the last thing he heard would be me accelerating.
Damn.
Jeez.
I don't think I have a grudge. I might have one or two that actually makes me mad when I think about it. Like, I think back to my bully in high school. I mean, she bullied a lot of people. She's just mean. But I'm not mad at her. I just love to tell people how much I hate her. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make me spin out when I think of somebody who I've got a grudge against. I guess that's a good way to put it. Even the people, the one or two, maybe three, where I'm like, man, that still hurts if I think too long about it. I'm not sitting in anger with it. You got to be able to make a joke out of it. in some ways. I wouldn't be able to if it was a sibling that got me kicked out of the house.
Right.
Like that I would be mad about.
Text from the Capital Region of New York. I have between 13 and over 100 grudges or tidbits of grudges. It depends on what you count. But I've been working on my tally since you first brought this
up. Okay, all right. Yeah, you start thinking about it, ruminating.
So low end is 13.
Possibly well over 100. Yeah, hard to say.
Depends on how you classify it, I
guess. I'm fascinated by the people that have a grudge and hold on to it for a lot of years over something really dumb. Like, I understand, like, I got the person that got kicked out of the house, or if it's, like, ruined my marriage, or did this or that. But it's the ones where it's like, I will never forgive my brother for eating that second half of sandwich, and we haven't spoken in 41 years. You know, those,
like, it just got out of control.
Yeah.
Those brothers that fought over pot roast, and one of them stabbed the other one in the head with a fork.
I think that's a fair grudge. If you stab me in the head with a cooking fork, I'm going to be mad against you if I can remember what happened.
But I think their grudge started before the fork.
Yes. Like, it was over
crazy.
Days-old roast.
Yeah. My gosh.
Let's see. My uncle hasn't been to a Meijer store in 45 years because they refused to take back whatever he was trying to return without a receipt.
Oh my
that
God.
It's absurd.
Well, that is really cutting off your nose to spite your face. Cause that's a really convenient store that exists around here.
My mom's got a grudge against Wendy's because there was a point where she tried to go there and get a baked potato a couple of times. And every time they were out of them. And then she swore them off.
I'm never
for
going
life.
Back.
I got a
for
grudge
life.
Against Fazoli's.
What?
I've had a grudge against Fazoli's since like 2003.
Why do you hate fast Italian made poorly?
Yeah, it got me so sick one time that I never, ever, ever went back. Ever. Fazoli's, man. I swear to God. I think I hold food grudges more than I do against people. If a food place scars me one time, I'm done. I'm done. I ain't doing that again.
Watch out, foods. You're in big trouble with me.
Yeah. Ah. I mean, I guess based on that, I guess I have a grudge against Moe's Southwestern Grill.
Yeah, you guys
F
all
that
do.
Place. I'm on board.
Half of
that might be my biggest grudge.
Yeah,
half of Hot Wings, hot takes are grudges.
Yeah.
Ms. Brown, I don't have any grudges. You're all grudge. All grudge, no breaks.
Well, a lot of them reset, though. Like I was telling you guys off the air. Maybe it was on the air. I don't even know. But my driving grudges, I have driving grudges every day, but they reset at the beginning of every day. Otherwise, it would just be too much.
Yeah, it's like severance. It's like severance. You get out of the car and your brain
wipes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Brain wipes.
That's exactly right. I get to my house. I go through the threshold and then the next morning I go, oh, okay, let's see who pisses me off today.
How about this? We'll play the raise your hand game. Fancy idiots will be able to see who raises your hand.
Okay.
On the air, I'll only say how many hands went up. I won't say who.
Okay.
Sound good?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Tommy, you going to play? Oh, he's screening. You're good, Tommy. Never mind. All right. These are the 10 grudges most globally held.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you have a grudge against someone who did something behind your back. Four hands.
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you were accused, if you hold a grudge. All of these are if you hold a grudge.
Okay.
For being accused of something you didn't do.
Oh. I know we're not supposed to be verbal about this. Sorry.
I don't care.
I know. I keep making
five
noises
hands
too. A lot of these apply in the same case.
Yep.
But yeah. It's the same person on the first two for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone who cheated on you.
How do you not? Have y'all not been cheated on?
I haven't been cheated on since high school.
I have.
Still be holding that grudge against him and whoever he did it with.
You know, no, I'm over it.
I mean,
so
yeah,
one very high hand
that.
In the room.
Yeah, I'm
like
over
the
that.
Highest hand, the tallest hand in the room,
the most inked hand in the room. I'm just gonna keep it up.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend that did that, but I got over it. Like we're Facebook friends. We don't hang out.
Oh, I'm Facebook friend. Well, one of them's dead,
but
I'm Facebook
really
friends
a
with the girl who cheated on me. When she is adorable and her husband is hot as hell. But I mean, I don't have a grudge.
You're not
against
giving that
husband.
Up.
Get him back.
Yeah. Would you still
get
be
him back?
Would you still be their third?
There's her and her new husband.
Yeah. All right.
Something's good
that's
about
not
her.
A grudge. Then.
Anyone have a grudge you against someone you lent money or an item and never got back?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. I did loan that one guy money, and then he just literally stopped talking to me.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd
have a grudge against
unit.
Him if I were you.
You have a grudge against him. You do.
Yeah, I wouldn't take if they called out of the blue, I'm not taking that call. So, yeah, I'll put my hand up.
Oh, you would have to take the call, though. You need to find out something. You got to
like
find
happened
out
for the last 18 like, years.
What the hell is going on?
Any of you holding a grudge for something you paid for being a disappointment?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, your Fazoli's thing.
Yo, I do have a grudge.
You remember that blanket
I
both ordered over Christmas?
Yeah.
And it came and it was just like shredding in our in both of our living rooms. And we were both like, the hell? I paid like $300 for that blanket. I held such a grudge that a listener made me one with her bare hands.
I had forgotten until now, but yeah, I'm up.
Yeah.
So five of the five hands.
Oh, yeah. I can't even believe I forgot that one. Mine has wheels on it.
Oh, yeah. Dang. Yeah.
No money in it, at least not carrying it. Anyone holding a grudge against someone for taking credit for something you did? One hand is up.
I mean, that might have happened at some point, but it would have been so long ago. I don't remember that.
Someone who picked on, ridiculed you at a younger or earlier point of your life.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, younger than now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, not when I was 12, probably. I don't think I remember those. Well, no, I kind of still have a grudge against Chris Parker, I guess.
I try not to have a grudge against the person that made my life miserable in high school because I'm aware that I contributed some to that misery. But also, they were a dick. So,
how's their credit score, though?
Yeah.
Probably not as good as mine.
Yeah.
Might be good, though. I don't know. They seem like they're a nice person now. You know, from Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyone have a grudge against a business who gave you poor customer service?
Yes.
Well, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that goes back
to
the
got fired from a veterinarian when I outed him on the air, so I probably still have a grudge against them.
Yeah, they fired you as a customer.
Yes. I think it was because I said, if you go to the vet on 44th Street near blank, I hope you know your pet'll die early.
Oh, no.
Well...
Yeah.
Hey, but if it's true, tell people.
Yeah. I stood by.
Our cat Roxy met her demise at that place.
Yeah. I stood by. They called to complain and they wanted to come on the air with us. And our general manager, Phil, at the time told them, he said, well, he still feels very strongly about what he says. So if you would like to engage in a debate on the air in their dojo, I'll welcome you to do that, but I would never recommend it.
Yeah, and then I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, and then 2 days later, I got all of my records in the mail. I was like, okay, well, we agree we're broken up.
Yeah, they weren't great.
No. Still there, though. Number 9, do you hold a grudge against someone who mocked you based on your appearance?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what else is there? No, not really. I'm aware of what I look like. That girl Bridget in my class made it so I had to suck my lips in for 10 years in school because she said I had big, stupid lips. And then I got older and all the girls were like, oh, those are good. And a lot of the guys were like, hey, yeah, use those. And I was like, no, thank you. Stop saying things.
Guys telling you to use your lips on them?
No, I was being facetious. But, I mean, they are DSLs.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do a job. Anybody holding a grudge against a business that did not deliver on its promises?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that goes along with all the other business ones.
Yeah.
They're kind of all intertwined.
How many times, Kelly, did Hot Wings, the guy with no grudges, raise his hand in those 10?
10 times? Maybe
you've
8?
Really softened in how hard your grudges are.
Well, the thing is,
we've made them fun, though.
I think all of those applied to one of two different things. Like, it wasn't like, oh, each one's a different grudge. It's all toward the same two things.
That's
business person. You know what I mean? There's a person, there's a business.
And we'll,
so you're saying you don't have that many grudges because they're only against businesses and people? That's like everything. So you don't have a grudge against an owl or a plant?
I'm saying specifically a business and a person.
I see.
So I don't have like 10 separate.
Okay, now
targets.
I see what you're saying.
I have two targets.
Well, that is the biggest
that all fall into all these categories. Because I had forgotten about the one because I wasn't even thinking about businesses. And then when you brought that one, I'm like, I do hate their guts.
The dealership in Missouri Valley?
No, because they're gone. So I don't have.
If they were still there, you'd have one. And that's 30 years.
100. Oh yeah, Radigan. Oh yeah. Eat ass. I'm glad you went out of business.
Sounds like you're still holding that grudge, just a little.
Yeah, good thing they're out of business or you'd bomb them.
No, I would still have that grudge for sure if they were still around. But no, it's a newer dealership for me. It's in the South.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm holding a grudge against all PT Cruisers. I drove a PT Cruiser for like 2 years. You know. I hated that thing so badly, I'll never forgive it. I don't even think Chrysler makes them anymore.
Pretty sure
they definitely
you've been right
do
for
not
20
make
years.
Those anymore. Hey, you're
can
right.
You still get a Model T off the lot? You don't see as many new Edsels these days.
You still got the purple one with the wood on the side? I can't.
No, not like, no, Jesus.
I can't?
Dang.
I was down for it. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't going to hit it.
No.
I might not be the one who
say
should
it
hold the
in
button
that
anymore.
Context. You could say cock-a-doodle-doo, but you can't. You know what I mean? Like, there. You can say pussycat.
This is the last text for this. Guys, you have made my grudge count go up so high. At first, I was like, maybe a couple, but the more you talk, I kind of hate everyone.
Yeah, at the beginning of this, when I said at least 5, I was like, I'm going to give myself some wiggle room because maybe it's 10. Nah, I'm up towards Callie's numbers. We're bumping those numbers up.